Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Conservative groups continue to make unproven claims about voter fraud in Nevada's presidential election. Some have even suggested that Californians unlawfully helped President-elect Joe Biden win that state. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter, Chris Nichols, has the story.
Last week, President Donald Trump's campaign and Nevada Republicans claimed that thousands of people who moved out of Nevada still voted there in the election. They even published a list of these allegedly fraudulent voters. The problem? Some of them are members of the military deployed overseas. Others are likely students from Nevada going to college in another state, potentially in California, or people who have moved out of the state within 30 days. All three groups were allowed to vote in Nevada's election. Fred Locken is a political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College in Reno. He described the claim that Californians may have fraudulently voted in large numbers in Nevada as not accurate and simply noise. He noted that Biden has a 36,000 vote lead in the state.
You need to be finding things of consequence that would suggest to me that you could somehow alter the outcome of the election. And at this point in time, I haven't heard anything that is other than unique or anecdotal.
This week, the conservative watchdog group Election Integrity Project claimed more than 1,400 Californians may have unlawfully voted in Nevada. It sent its findings to the Nevada Secretary of State's office, which says it will thoroughly investigate all credible allegations of wrongdoing. It notes, however, that many voter fraud complaints lack any evidence. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
San Francisco will ban natural gas in new buildings. The city becomes the latest in a string of cities in California to impose such restrictions. The Chronicle reports the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday on legislation that will apply to more than 54,000 homes. The measure is designed to help the city cut greenhouse gas emissions and improve safety. San Francisco has already banned natural gas for any new city-owned buildings. Last year, the city of Berkeley was the first in the state to ban natural gas in new buildings. Since then, more than 30 cities have approved similar bans. Senator Kamala Harris's rise to the vice presidency next year has left California with the question, who will replace her in the Senate? That decision will fall to Governor Gavin Newsom, who's widely expected to make a choice that highlights the state's diversity. Prominent names he may choose from include Secretary of State Alex Padilla, a longtime Newsom friend who would become the state's first Latino senator, and U.S. Representative Karen Bass, who leads the Congressional Black Caucus and was on President-elect Joe Biden's shortlist for vice president. Biden and Harris will be sworn in on January 20th. California is reaching an unwelcome coronavirus milestone. It's 1 million confirmed infection. The nation's most populous state will be second to pass the mark that Texas reached earlier this week. The U.S. now has more than 10 million confirmed cases. California's early action to order people to stay at home was successful in curtailing the spread, but each time it relaxed restrictions, cases have risen, with cases increasing quickly as the state and nationwide health officials are warning people to limit travel during holidays and rethink their annual gatherings. A California lawmaker wants the state to decriminalize possession of magic mushrooms and other psychedelics as part of an agenda to ratchet down the war on drugs. State Senator Scott Wiener tells the San Francisco Chronicle he plans to introduce a decriminalization bill next year. The San Francisco Democrat says the war on drugs has been a costly failure. Some researchers believe the active ingredient in magic mushrooms shows promise for treating anxiety and depression. Oakland, Santa Cruz, Denver, and as of last week, the state of Oregon have also effectively decriminalized psychedelic mushrooms in some circumstances.